يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the ill of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And would like to welcome all of you for continuation of our classes concerning the tafsir of the last juz of the Quran. And today, inshallah, we giving the second part concerning Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Surah number 83. And inshallah, we going to be starting from verse number 18. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نضرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ربك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون. إن شاء الله ناوي talk about word by word translation. Start in verse number 18. كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين. كلا نيل إن فيرلي كتاب ركض الأبرار the righteous لفي in or indeed in عليين. Verse number 19. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ. وَمَا وَأَنْد مَا وَطْ أدراك will make you know ما what عليون verse number 20 كتاب مرقوم كتاب a register مرقوم inscribe verse number 20 كتاب مرقوم Now, a general meaning to these verses. Verily, the racket of Al-Abrar, the pious believers, are in Aliyun. And what will make you know what عليون is? A register inscribed. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoke in the previous verses concerning the sinners and their place and their rackets, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the abrar. The abrar, it comes from the word birr, righteousness, good deed, manotheism, being good with Allah and being good to the people, doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to do, and staying away and try to avoid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbid you, doing things which is pleasing to Allah, avoid things that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make you among the people who are abrar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is talking about the abrar, the righteous one. That Kitab al-Abrar, this means that their names is written in Illiyin, in a high place, that they are written to be among the righteous one, the good one. Their names is written in a high place due to their conviction and their belief and their submission and their good deed. Now their names is written in Illiyin, in a very high place, which is the Jannah. And after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, how do you know what is Illiyin? What can convey and make you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, get to know and realize what is Illiyun is? It is an inscribed book. This book, which has the name of the good people, the righteous people, this book is going to be witnessed and observed and attended by the angels, and also they're going to be witness to it and witness to the deed of them in the day of judgment. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the abrar, in addition that their names is going to be written in Illiyin, he said, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. And this will bring us to the second set of the verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verse number 22, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ إِنَّ means verily, for sure. Lafi, indeed they are in. Na'im, delight. Verse number 23, على الأرائك ينظرون. على on الأرائك, thrones, beds, special beds. ينظرون, looking, staring. Verse number 24, تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم. تعرف, you will recognize, في, in, وجوههم, their faces, نضرة, brightness, النعيم, delight. Verse number 25, يسقون من رحيق مختوم. يسقون, you will be given to drink. من, from. رحيق, pure wine. مختوم, sealed. Verse number 26, ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. ختامه, the last thereof, misk, musk, wafi, and for, ذَلِكَ, this, فَلْيَتَنَافَسْ, let strive, المتنافسون, those who want to strive. Verse number 27, ومزاجه من تسنيم. مزاجه, its mixture. من, from. تسنيم, a high spring. يشرب, drink. بها, thereof. المقربون, those nearest to Allah. General meaning, And what will make you to know what Iliyin is? Register in a scribe, to which bear witness those nearest. Verily, Al-Abrar will be in the light, on thrones looking. You will recognize in their faces the brightness of the light. They will be given to drink a pure sealed wine. The last thereof will be the smell of musk. And for this, let those strive who want to strive. It will be mixed with the steam, a spring thereof drink those nearest to Allah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the na'im and the blessings and the delight and the enjoyment that is going to be given to the righteous people. And we see that out of these delights will be the Jannah, and out of these delights and this enjoyment will be the looking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is count and mentioning some about things that are going to be especially for the righteous one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among them, inshaAllah. He said that those people of the obedience of Allah, those people who did good, they believe and they did good, they will be in a blessings, they will be in Jannah, they will be sitting in thrones, special beds. And while they recline and laying down, they will be staring and looking and gazing on these things which Allah had given to them in paradise, from the fruits, from the women, the young boys, the rivers, the all beautiful things. And what is the most of all this? They will be staring upon Allah and at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most important and the most favor and blessing that have been given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that for those who look into the people of Jannah, the people who are the righteous one, you will be very easy to recognize the brightness of delight on their faces. That means the impact and the result of this blessings they've been given, you can so easy to recognize it and see it in their faces. Like as example, when somebody happy and somebody have good news, you can see it in their face. You can know that this person is happy. If somebody is healthy, eating good, you can recognize it by looking at this person. So the people of Jannah, their faces will be so bright, they will have light and noor. It will be so bright, they will be looking handsome and beautiful, and all kind of things that made their faces almost like it's talking, is telling you what kind of delights and what kind of favor that they are living in it by only looking to their faces. You will see this smile, you will see this happiness in their faces. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you're going to be drinking from rahiq. You're going to be drinking from wine. But this kind of wine is a special wine. No cheat, no mixing with anything, not anything going to cause a harm for the body or intoxication for the mind. Okay, is a special kind of wine which a person will enjoy it, but this enjoyment is not going to be company with destruction and losing of the mind. It's going to be sealed. It's not going to be used by somebody before. And Allah says that is sealed, that not been used, nor anybody touched it before. It's been prepared and been sealed only for the righteous one, for the people of Jannah. And Allah also is saying about this wine, you're going to be drinking it in Jannah, khitamuhu misk, that when they finish drinking, that you will have in the end of the drink the fragrancy and the smell of a musk. So is no comparison between the wine of the Akhirah and the wine of the Dunya. No intoxication, no bad mouth smell, no bad odor, nothing of this, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for the righteous one. And he said that khitamuhu misk, after you finish drinking this special wine, now a person will smell coming out of his mouth like the musk. And after this Allah said وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This what we need to compete with each other about. This what we need to struggle with, being like in a race towards getting the Jannah, seeing the face of Almighty Allah, to be sitting in thrones, to be drinking from pure wine, sealed, and has the smell of the musk. This is a thing that we need really to care for and to put our energy towards, and to be preparing and strive towards it. If you want to strive and you want to compete towards the Akhirah, towards the Jannah, towards the closeness to Allah, towards being among the Abrar and the righteous people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuing talking about this wine, and it says the mixture of it will be from Tasneem. So also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you a special drink which it been mixed with a Tasneem. What it is a spring, a drink mixture with a spring. Coming from a high place, coming from above of them, coming from the Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is want to entertain you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to give you better than what you had missed in this life. Whatever that you withhold yourself from it in this dunya, Allah want to give it to you in the Akhirah, but in a better way, in the color, in the type, in the smell, in the quality, and indeed is no comparison. It's going to be a wine, and it's going to be no intoxication, no bad smell, and it's going to be have a special mixture from Tasneem, which is a spring water coming from the highest places of Jannah. And says this spring is a special for who? عين يشرب بها المقربون. Is a special for the nearest one, the nearest to Allah. So Allah preparing in Jannah for the Abrar and for the Muqarrabun, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing for them in Jannah what no eye had seen before, no ear had heard before, and no human being can imagine. And say, عينا يشرب بها المقربون. That wine will be mixed with a tasneem, which is a spring whereof drink those nearest to Allah. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to bring about a picture or a scene of this dunya, and he bring the scene to the akhirah, to bring this to their mind and their memory. As Allah saying in verse number 29, إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون. إن verily الذين those أجرموا commit crimes sins كانوا were من at or from الذين آمنوا those who believe يضحكون laughing. Verse number 30, وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون. و and إذا whenever مروا pass by بهم by them يتغامزون they wink one another eye. They used to wink one to another. Verse number 31, وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمُ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. And وَإِذَا when انقلبوا they returned إلى to أهلهم their own people or their families انقلبوا they would return fakihin, jesting, making fun. Verse number 32. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. وَأَن إِذَا when رَأَوْهُمْ saw them قالوا they said إِنَّ verily هَؤُلَاءِ those لَضَالُّونَ gone astray. 33. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. وَأَنْ مَا وَقْ أُرْسِلُوا بِنْ سِنْت عليهم over them حافظين watchers. Verse number 34. فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون. فاليوم that day الذين those آمنوا believe من from الكفار the disbelievers يضحكون laughing. Verse 35. على الأرائك ينظرون. على أن الأرائك thrones ينظرون looking. Verse 36. هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون. هل is ثوب paid الكفار the disbelievers ما what كانوا used to يفعلون do. General meaning, verily, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed, and whenever they passed by them, they used to wink one to another, and when they return to their own people they would return jesting, And when they saw them, they said, verily, these have indeed gone astray. But they, the disbelievers, had not been sent as a watcher over the believers. But this day, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers, on throne, looking. Are not the disbelievers paid for what they used to do? Now here, in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishing justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring everything to prison condition. And Allah bringing a scene that used to be taking place in the dunya life to the hereafter. The trouble, the suffering, all things that the disbelievers used to do to the believers, everything going to be brought, and they're going to remember everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those, the criminals, the kuffar, the sinners, not only in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is always happening everywhere and every time. You will find some of the kuffar making fun of the Muslims, their beard, their hijab, their salah, whatever it is, they will be making fun of them. This is going to be brought to the day of judgment. You're going to remember this. It happened in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it happened with the people of Noah. It happened with the Prophet Abraham. It happened with Moses and Pharaoh. Everywhere, every time. And nowadays, I'm sure some of us, if it's not all of us, some places, somewhere, sometimes we get bothered by this. Some people looking funny to us, the way how we talk, the way how we dress, the way how we, wherever they see you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كانوا used to be the sinner, the criminal, the wrongdoer, the kuffar. What used to do? They used to laugh, making fun of the believers. And when one of the Muslims passed by a group of the kuffar or the non-Muslims, what he used to be? You see how Allah recording even the moving of the eye. When you pushing somebody or making a sign, because you don't have to talk, you making a sign by your eye to somebody else sitting a distance from you, maybe because you could not say something. So what you going to do? Now you're going to give him a signal with your eye, like, look to this fool walking there. Yes, they do it. And yes, Allah see it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. When the believers used to pass by them, they used to wink one to another. Look how they dress. Look to this fool. Look to this, how he praying. Look how they kissing the ground. Name it, all these things. Allah had recorded everything, even the moving of your eyebrows, even the wink of your eye. with not this only. Allah brought also the secret conversation. They took it to their houses or to their company and their clubs. When they sit in the gathering, what they used to do? When they used to return to their own people, they will use to make jesting, making fun, making jokes of the Muslims. Guess what? Today I saw three of these fools walking, and one woman was walking with them, and she was dressing like this, and you could not see anything from her except her eye. They looking like this and looking like that, and they laugh and they making fun out of it while they sitting in their gathering. Allah is talking about what already took place in the dunya. Bring this scene to the akhirah. And what else they used to say when the disbeliever used to see the believers? When they see the Muslims, they say, these people, they don't know what they're doing. These people, nothing but fools. Look, how so hot, and they're wearing all these clothes. Look how they're living in America, and they're still growing this beard. Look, these people, they're nothing. They're going to be doomed. They're going to go to hellfire. They left all this good stuff. They don't have fun. They don't go. Guess what? See, this guy used to be with me in the college. I saw him today. And now he looks different. He left his girlfriend. He goes to the mosque now. He kisses the ground. Those people, he missing all this fun. And he say no more drugs, not even cigarette. No more. So these people, they got lost. These people gone astray. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is not your job. This is not your business. I didn't send you all these believers as a watcher to monitor the action of the believers. Leave them alone. You think they went astray? It's fine. Leave them alone. I didn't send you as a watcher over them. Leave them with whatever they believe in. I did not ask you to be a police over them. Whatever they're doing, the reward will be with Allah. You stay to your kufr, stay to your business. Leave these Muslims alone. You think they're going astray? Fine, leave them. But they're going to be brought to the day of judgment. So Allah said, today, i.e. in the day of judgment, because this scene of what had happened is going to be brought to the day of judgment, so Allah said to them, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. So now, we're going to call it even. You use to make fun of the Muslims. You use to laugh at them. So today, I'm going to make the Muslims laugh at you. The same way you used to laugh at them in the dunya life. And now they're going to be laughing at you while you are in hellfire crying and weeping in a chain drinking boiling water. And the Muslims, the believers, they will be sitting on thrones watching the non-believers going through this hardship and this difficulty and this punishment while they are in Jannah, sitting in the thrones, seeing the people used to punish them, people used to fire them from their work because they're Muslims, they're going to be laughing at them while they are in hellfire. So now, which laughing now that is more stronger and more effective? The laughing of the dunya or the laughing of the akhirah? The laughing of the disbelievers or the laughing of the Muslims and the believers? The believers will be in Jannah, sitting in thrones, and see those people who used to cause them hardship and difficulty by the hand or by tongue or by whatever means they did, they going to be sitting there and watching them going through the hardship and the punishment of hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is saying in the end of the surah, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Yes, indeed, Allah. Yes, shukran, Allah. Of course, you pay the kuffar back. Yes, Allah, you got them. Same way and worse that what you used to get the Muslims. So, indeed, the victory for the Muslims. And the final laughing is for the Muslims. Why is he going to be on a high throne, looking at all things? Are not the disbelievers pay fully for what they used to do for the believers and against the Muslims? Yes, Allah, indeed. And you are the most fair and the most just. We believe in you. And we be patient with this hardship and difficulty that we facing it from the disbelievers and the kuffar and the munafiqeen, because the last laugh will be for us, inshaAllah, with no doubt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And with this, inshaAllah, we come to the end of our class today concerning Surah Al-Mutaffifin. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wailul lil mutaffifin alladhina idha iktalu 'alan nasi yastawfun وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصال الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك أن الله سبحانه وتعالى نؤذبك Inshallah, if anybody have any question related to the surah, be glad to try to answer it, inshallah. Excuse me.